lesen vor consonant substitutions in the Russian accent. We begin by looking at the R sound in the Russian speech. Russian, like Scottish, has a slight trill, a trill or a roll, which is done with the tip of the tongue on all R's, whether they come in initial, medial, or final position. Now, sometimes with some Russian speakers, there'll be a considerable amount of roll on the R, such as they'll say, he was a very rich man, or they will talk about the river. Other times, just a single tap, rich man, river. Now, if you have trouble pronouncing the rolled R in front of your mouth, try to get just one tap, roll, roll. If you're having a lot of trouble, try to work briefly with the sound ere, and put a D sound, ere. Your one-tapped R sounds remarkably like the D. So very. So you see how you can roll the R there. You have to keep the tip of your tongue very loose. Now, most people can do this with no problem. Some people in America, because there's no rolled R's in American English, have trouble with it. If you're having a great deal of trouble with it, perhaps you would like to investigate the Scottish tape, where the roll is so important for that dialect that we do spend several minutes working on the specific techniques of relaxing the tongue to produce the roll. But since we have so much to do in Russian, there's not enough time. So just practice with the ere and the gr, and see if you can get that one tap at least. We'll now look at some words and sentences with the R. Individual words. Now, we're going to do the same thing, alternating between standard American resonance and pronunciation and Russian resonance and pronunciation, and of course switching the vowels as well. Rose, Rose, Heather, Heather, arrive, arrive, word, word, person, person. Now, like the Scottish, when you have the ER in the middle of the word, not necessarily spelled with ER, but word, person, bird, ear, yet sometimes pronounced air, word, word, person, bear. Some sentences now. The girl put the worm on the hook. The girl put the worm on the hook. Make sure that you don't lose your focus on the fact that all of the resonance and vowel pronunciations must stay Russian as you do the R. The cure makes Salk's name endure. The cure makes Salk's name endure. You can hear I'm not doing the cure makes Salk's name endure, just the cure. One tap makes Salk's name endure. Are all the Royal Guardsmen qualified marksmen? Are all the Royal Guardsmen qualified marksmen? 13 dirty birds chirped for 30 minutes. 13 dirty birds chirped for 30 minutes. Now, we'll now move on to a whole series of consonant changes, which are based on the premise, on the principle, that in the Russian language there are very few voiced consonants in medial or final position. So your fricatives and your plosives change to voiceless ones. For example, the B turns to P, the D to T, the Z to S, and so on and so on. We look first at the plosives, the final and medial B changing to P. Again, don't just do the change in pronunciation. Keep the whole sense of the resonance, the organic center of this entire speech. Garb, garp, robe, rope, web, web, club, clap. Some sentences. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub. Rap-a-dop-dop, three men in a top. The Cub Scouts gabbed about their olive drab uniforms. The Cub Scouts gabbed about their olive drab uniforms. We look now at the D changing to T. D changing to T in the medial final position, especially the final position. Wordlist. Blood. Blood. Head. Head. Planned. Plant. Mad. Mat. Blizzards cause many colds, so the parade was cancelled. Blizzards cause many colds, so the parade was cancelled. Let's pause here for a minute at blizzards. We have DZ, blizzards, dz, and colds. You find that those double voiced consonants at the ends of words also become double voiceless ones. Blizzards, colds. Instead of sleeved, it would be slift, slift. So all those combinations. Don't mind his gold badge. Don't mind his gold badge. Now the next one in the Russian, the G, G, G at the end and middle becomes K. Rag, rack. Brag, brack. Keep the resonance. Cigarette, cigarette. Trigger, trigger. The pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snag. The pig did a jig when the tag in his ear hit a snag. Now, while we're talking about the G turning to K, we'll insert one more related one where the ing endings, the ng, 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 frequently keeps the ng but puts a K at end. So we'll do instead of ring, rink, laughing, laughing, running, running, sing, sink. Acting always brings clapping from the cheering crowds. Acting always brings clapping from the cheering crowds. My loving daughter is growing up and moving away. My loving daughter is growing up and moving away. Now here, getting back more to the situation where we have the voiced consonants becoming voiceless. We have the z or z sound. Noise, noise. Tries, tries. Repose, repose. Rose, ros. Again, the A for the O. Don't forget to do all of the vowel pronunciations and take them out of the resonance, that is this organic core. Sentences with Z. He draws the laws to support his cause. He draws the laws to support his cause. She grows roses and draws applause. She grows roses and draws applause. Now the next one is the V or the V in medial final position, becoming F, voiceless. We'll look in a minute at the V in initial position because something entirely different happens to it there. Grave, gref, save, sif, ever, yefer, give, gif. Again, listen closely because you must not forget the resonance and the Russian pronunciation. The knave gave the slave a haircut and a shave. The knave gave the slave a haircut and a shave. Please prove that the salve removes the pain from the horse's hooves. Please prove that the salve removes the pain from the horse's hooves. Once more there you see hooves, vz, the V and the Z together become voiceless. Hooves, yef, and f, the other consonant together, the combination. Now we have the zh becoming sh. Perversion, perversion. Vision, vision. Keep the resonance and the vowels. Collision, collision. Incision, incision. He had a vision of the garage being sabotaged. He had a vision of the garage being sabotaged. The supervision of the road fissure avoided another collision. The supervision of the road fissure avoided another collision. Now we look at the sounds that are called affricatives, affricatives or affricates in phonetics, the j, j, j. And this one changes to the voiceless ch, ch. In spelling, you'd say the zh becomes the ch. Courage, courage. Budgerigard, budgerigard. Voyage, voyage. Don't nudge the judge over the edge of the ridge. Now keep all the other consonants. Don't nudge the judge over the edge of the ridge. Because there are V's in there and other things too. Don't smudge the walls of the lodge with your fudge-covered fingers. Don't smudge the walls of the lodge with your fudge-covered fingers. Now we have a very tricky one. In Russian, the way we pronounce V and W when they come at the beginnings of words, and they're pronounced almost identically. It's almost a cross halfway between the V and the W. Now I want you to push your lips forward and say instead of west, 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 as if the air is just flowing between the two lips. The lips are not gliding, wuh, wuh, but west, west, west. It's not a full V. And then for the little garment that you wear under your coat, a vest, it's going to be wear your vest, wear your vest, wear your vest. Now, in very thick Russian, it will go more to W. Wear your vest, wear your vest. But it's any range in between there. Unless it's very thick, don't go all the way with it. Okay, looking at both, looking first at the W list. Will, will. Want, want. Western, western. Make sure to keep the Russian resonance. Walter, Walter. Now looking at some V's. Very, very. Vicious, vicious. Victory, victory. Villain, villain. Let's take them now, the same words, a little more toward W. Very, very. Vicious, vicious. Victory, victory. Villain, villain. Some sentences mixing them up. I wish Ward didn't want whiskey every Wednesday. I wish Ward didn't want whiskey every Wednesday. We rose very early to catch the various values. We rose very early to catch the various values. Wall posters waved in the wind. Wall posters waved in the wind. Or waved in the wind. Don't involve Victor in vast events. Don't involve Victor in vast events. We're not going quite so far. Don't involve Victor in vast events. And as you see from the word involved, it happens when the V comes at beginning of syllable, not just at beginning of word. Let's look for a moment at THs, which become close to D and T, the voiced TH becoming D, the voiceless becoming T. But it's a harder one. Sometimes there's a little bit of a fricative release. So instead of this and that becoming this and that, it's this and that, with a little of the pull-off. Delayed pull-off. Okay, word list. Thank, tank. Thick, tick. Theology, theology. Thorax, thorax. Doing a few now that have the voiced one. This, this. That, that. Some sentences mixing up. Thus thou came and thus thou goest. Thus thou came and thus thou goest. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. That one's voiceless. You say it. Thin people think dieting is thoroughly unnecessary. Not thoroughly, not thoroughly, but thoroughly, thoroughly. A D with a very sharp pull-off. The snake slithered in from the other room. The snake slithered in from the other room. The thistle stuck into Throckmorton's thick thumb. The thistle stuck into Throckmorton's thick thumb. And when the TH comes at the ends of the words, it remains very much the same thing, perhaps sometimes a little bit more of the traditional TH that you're used to. Lathe, laid. Soothe, sued. Blithe, blithe. Wrath, wrath. Teeth, teeth. Eighth, it. Path, path. This one is going to differ considerably depending upon the thickness of the Russian accent, how well the person knows English. Obviously, yes, speaking English for many years, many people would start to move closer to this American pronunciation. The last of the consonant changes we're going to look at is the H, especially the initial H, which becomes a throaty. This is a sound we don't have in American English. The back of the tongue raises to the soft palate, again to the point of focus, and you get the Now, if you can't do that, you can substitute sometimes, and some Russians do, with just a very hard H, with pushing the air out harder. History, history. Hill, hill. Don't go to hill. It's not clearing your throat, getting ready to spit, but hill. Heaven, heaven. Harpsichord, harpsichord. The handsome highwayman fell from his horse and hit the hill. The handsome highwayman fell from his horse and hit the hill. Sometimes you hear the handsome. Sometimes you just hear handsome, hit the hill. It really doesn't matter which one comes out. You hear it mixed up all the time. Help me read the horoscope. I have to have help from history. Help me read the horoscope. I have to have help from history. And again, this will differ in its intensity, as will the THs and the amount of roll in the R and the amount of ya and ya and ya. And you and your director will have to make the final decisions of how much is going to be done. This is the end of lesson on the consonants of Russian accent.